You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. Waitangi Day was last week on Thursday, and to commemorate the anniversary of the signing of Te Tiriti, we saw MPs attending various events across the country. During these events, we also saw many speaking out against the government's approach to treaty relations, particularly the Treaty Principles Bill. We also saw a series of new appointments to the Waitangi Tribunal at the end of last month. While the new appointments and outgoing members are each uniquely qualified for the position, some have noted that many of the outgoing members have academic experience and knowledge that will not be replicated by the new appointments. We spoke about each of these issues in this week's catch-up with the National Party's Tom Rutherford. I began by asking about what National MPs got up to on Waitangi Day. This week I wanted to talk about Waitangi Day, our national holiday, which was just last week on Thursday. Just to get us started, what have our MPs done to commemorate the anniversary of the signing of Te Tiriti?
Yeah, Waitangi Day is an important moment to acknowledge both the past, celebrate the present, and look ahead to how we continue working together for the benefit of New Zealanders. Many MPs spend Waitangi Day in many different ways. I know there was a large cohort of MPs that went up to Waitangi in the north. The Prime Minister spent it down in Akaroa in Christchurch. Where I'm from in the Bay of Plenty, we have a number of local Waitangi Day celebrations as well. And it's also a great day to spend with your local community and with your family as well. And so, yeah, it is a really special day for all New Zealanders.
There was a little bit of discussion earlier this year about Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's decision not to spend the day at Waitangi. Do you think these concerns have been settled?
Yeah, I think they have been. It's not uncommon for Prime Ministers to not spend Waitangi Day at Waitangi. If we think back to the past, Helen Clark, John Key, for example, they didn't spend every single Waitangi Day at Waitangi. The Prime Minister made it clear that he's interested in spending Waitangi Day in different places across New Zealand. He still celebrated it. He still spent time this year with Ngāi Tahu down in Christchurch in Nakaroa. But he still was there to value the day that is Waitangi Day, both for what it's celebrating for what's happened in the past, what we're doing in the present, and looking forward to what we can continue to do for all New Zealanders.
There were also a series of protest actions against the presence of some MPs, particularly ex-David Seymour, though there were some other MPs across our government who were at the receiving end of these actions. Given the tabling of the Treaty Principles Bill, do you think it's reasonable for the government to speak about and commemorate Te Tiriti or Waitangi while simultaneously looking at a bill that would undermine its core principles?
Oh, I think we've got to be very clear. It's good to have debate in New Zealand, absolutely, as long as it's respectful. I would agree with that. I can't speak for David Seymour or the ACT Party, but the National Party's position has been very resolute. We will not be supporting the Treaty Principles Bill beyond the Select Committee, and we won't be supporting it at the second reading, so it does not have our support past that stage. Ultimately, the behaviour of people and how they react to the words that Seymour has said or anybody else who's spoken in support of the Treaty Principles Bill, I can't speak to, of course. But we've always known Waitangi Day to be, it can be at times a combative day, absolutely, but also it's a really good opportunity for people from different communities to come together and celebrate what we've achieved as a country and what direction we're heading in as well.
As you mentioned just then, and the public has been reassured over and over again, the National Party has not committed to supporting the Treaty Principles Bill past its first reading. However, on, I guess, the opposite end of the spectrum, what is the current government and the National Party committing to improving or maintaining treaty relations during the current term?
Yeah, so the National League governments have a strong history of working with iwi and hapu to deliver meaningful progress on treaty matters. National started the treaty settlements process 30 years ago, and actually most of the settlements in New Zealand have been delivered under a National-led government. Completing treaty settlements does remain a priority for us. Settlements provide iwi and hapu with economic opportunities and long-term prosperity, and so we're focused on delivering and completing as many of those as we possibly can.
Are there any specific commitments? You mentioned previous governments. Are there any any specific commitments or actions being taken by the current government, I guess, on those issues?
Absolutely. We've taken some practical steps to improve outcomes for Māori. That includes $82 million committed to Māori housing providers. Over 2,000 children, many of which are Māori, moved out of emergency housing into better homes. We've partnered with Māori health providers to deliver 69,000 vaccinations through our Immunising Tamariki program. The Public Works Act is being modernised to address inequities faced by Māori landowners, ensuring fairer compensation and stronger protections about compulsory acquisition. We are not supporting the Treaty Principles Bill. It will be voted down at second reading and will not become law. And ultimately, we as a government take a case-by-case approach to treaty matters, ensuring practical solutions that support economic growth, public services and fairness for all New Zealanders.
And moving on to the Waitangi Tribunal, there were a series of changes and new appointments at the Tribunal just at the end of last month. Just briefly, what did these changes entail?
Firstly, I just want to acknowledge the enormous contributions of those members who are departing the Waitangi Tribunal. They'll continue on their current inquiries before finishing their service. The Waitangi Tribunal, as announced last month by the Minister, is being strengthened with 8 new appointments, ensuring it remains fit to do the important work it's doing as it approaches its 50th year in operation. The new appointees do bring with them a diverse range of skills. We've got people with governance, law, treaty negotiations, education, public service and leadership backgrounds. And the appointments are made to maintain a balance of skills and perspectives, supporting progress in the treaty-based Crown-Māori relationship.
There were some that noted with the appointments, and you mentioned the range of skills coming in and also those outgoing. Some noted that the outgoing members are mostly made up of academics, while the appointments broadly have more business or policy experience. Is there a reason for this?
I wouldn't agree with that. As I sort of outlined, we've got people coming from a very diverse range of skills: governance, law, treaty negotiations, education, public service and leadership backgrounds. It's really important that our Waitangi Tribunal or any other government agency, boards or anything like that have a diverse range of people from different skill sets, different backgrounds, different perspectives, so that we can ultimately have the best decisions being made in the interests of all New Zealanders.
Several of the outgoing members of the Tribunal were well-known academics with expertise in Crown Māori relations. Is there any particular reason why these members might be leaving the Tribunal?
Absolutely not, no. Appointments are made to maintain a balance of skills and perspectives, and that's supporting the progress in the treaty-based Crown Māori relationships. I don't think there's any perverse motives or anything like that whatsoever. The Minister's made the best appointments he can for the Tribunal, and those appointments are for 3 years, and they will contribute to the Tribunal's work and also to ensuring that it's refreshed and as effective as well.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking about Waitangi Day, the government's commitment to treaty relations, and recent appointments to the Waitangi Tribunal.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.